Rainfall was widespread across Tucson last weekend. The rain gauge at Alamo Wash at Glen and Rosemont recorded more than an inch on Sunday alone. But 5 miles south of there, at Craycroft and Golf Links, only 0.08 of an inch of rain fell. Official rainfall measurements for Tucson are taken at the airport. According to National Weather Service forecaster J.J. Brost, 3.5 inches have fallen there in July alone, and that's far above normal. The monsoon is also erasing some of Tucson's annual rainfall deficit.
We're basically a quarter of an inch above average for the year so far. And obviously July has a lot to do with that since we've had the 3.5 inches. We've really caught up on our annual rainfall budget.
Brost says things are drying out for the next few days as the rain moves into New Mexico. But this weekend, low pressure sets up again to funnel moisture into Arizona. And that could bring us more weather reminiscent of our strangely cool and wet 4th of July a few weeks ago.
That same kind of system is going to come through, so hopefully we'll get another douse of rain here, probably this upcoming weekend.
There's also been enough rainfall in southern Arizona that Saguaro National Park and the Coronado National Forest both lifted fire restrictions this week. A press release from the Coronado says widespread recent precipitation in the forest has led to decreased flammability of fuels like grasses, shrubs, and trees. I'm Mark Dugan, Arizona Public Media.